Hello and welcome to Know the News. This is Becca Martin Brown, the Arts and Entertainment Editor for the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette and the River Valley Democrat Gazette. I honestly can't remember the last time we were here together, but I'm delighted you're here and we're going to talk about the stories that you don't want to miss this weekend. But first, a tidbit of news on my side of the world. You remember that roller coaster at Silver Dollar City that they teased you all last year was going away? And then it didn't. It got rebuilt. Fire in the Hole? Well, Fire in the Hole opens to riders on March 30th. And you can find that story on our website today at nwaonline.com. Now let's move on to this week's interview. Joining me today are guests from the Perry Ryan Theater Company production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Kayla Grizzard is the founder of the company and the director of the upcoming show. Mia Gracie is the AD of the show. Rocky Favia is playing Joseph. And we are going to talk about some of the deeper meanings of what is usually taken as a pretty light Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice musical, right? Hi, guys.
Hi. Thank you for having us. Yes.
So yes. I understand. I want to talk first to Rocky because I know he's got to run off. But I understand you have kind of a personal association with Joseph from the Bible.
Yeah, so my middle name is actually Joseph. And I'm the third bro in my family to be named Rocky Joseph Favia. And so just knowing that, I was like, man, I don't believe that God does accidents, even when naming people. And so I've had a big fascination with Joseph for a long time.
And you are going to Egypt how long after the show closes?
Oh my gosh, like I think a month and 20 days.
Tell everybody what you do and why you get to go to Egypt. It's not to reprise the role. Really?
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, gosh. No, man. So I work with an international nonprofit missions organization called YWAM, which stands for Youth with a Mission, or I prefer Youth Without Any Money. But really, Youth with a Mission is also good. But yeah, so I'm going to Egypt because it's the second part of a school that we have going on called a discipleship training school. And we're going for 2 months and we're going to be working a lot with refugees and I think there's going to be some prison ministry, some hospital ministry.
So when you auditioned for this part, you knew you were going to take it more seriously than, hey, we're going to sing about cows.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially the audition song, Close Every Door, the solo. Mm. Kayla actually put it super beautifully describing it. She said that this song kind of is a summary of, or like a prelude of all of Israel's years of slavery. And like, God, why? And then God's like, I still love you. And that really hit me. But that's kind of what I was going into auditions with in mind. But then she put it into beautiful words. Good job, Kayla.
Thank you. How are you liking the process?
Oh, it's, man, I love it. It's also like, hard because with a job now, this is my first theater production outside of high school. And so I'm learning how to balance that with work and practicing. And but it's really, really good because practice times are, you get a bunch done and it's easy to retain, which is really nice.
I wish you listeners could see this video because this guy has more enthusiasm. I'm going to see if he'll bottle some and send it to me.
For sure. It's called Joy in a Bottle, baby. Just made it off.
Kayla, why this show and how much of you and the cast talked about the religious subtext of the show?
Yeah, this show is, like Rocky, is a personal connection to me. This show was the first professional show I ever did. So it's always kind of been close to my heart and been a part of my journey. It was kind of nostalgic for me, I guess, in that way. I had a connection to it in that regard. We also loved the idea of bringing a family-friendly opportunity, and this is the like ultimate family-friendly show for sure. And it's so much fun, and we just wanted to bring some joy to our community. And we thought about shows that like, hey, what's a show that could really bring joy? This was on a I want to say a short list. There's a long list, but this one seemed to make the most sense where our whole team got excited about it. So we love Joseph. As far as the historical context and the study, I think anytime you tell a story, you should be doing backstory to give it as much depth as possible. I think musical theater has a reputation of being surface, but if you do it well, it should be very layered and very contextual. Sometimes the audience won't really know why a good show becomes a great show, but usually it's because of the amount of work that no one else notices, but you've put in already. And for us, that was part of historical context. So we really loved diving in to the history and to the source material, which is found in Genesis, in the Torah or the Old Testament, and really studying it. It's been really a lot of fun.
So I was having a conversation with Ty Volz the other night at rehearsal.
Oh, Ty.
Who gets to play Pharaoh. None of us think that there's any kind of serious context to Pharaoh.
Yes.
But he was talking about how there is. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Pharaoh is... So it's really funny, if you know Pharaoh, a lot of people know the story from like, they'll think of like Prince of Egypt type of thing, which is a definite part of the story. But Pharaoh is huge in this story because the pharaohs of the time were so powerful and scary to the ancient world. Like they were the absolute ultimate fear tactic. Like you cross them and they were known, not to get too graphic, but they were known to like kill their enemies and then light them on fire and use them as torches for their city. Like these were scary dudes. So the idea that the climax of the show puts this slave Joseph in front of a man like Pharaoh and eventually finds favor in his eyes, going from a slave to second in command, that didn't happen in the ancient world. So yes, we make light of him, and he's like Bruno Mars or definitely Elvis or whatnot. But if you're actually doing the backstory and the study of it, you need to be trembling in your boots in front of Pharaoh, because he is a very serious figure. And it's really fun to see Ty have moments of levity and moments of such fun and exuberance. But also if you watch his eyes to do the work and know that there is those moments where he's contemplating what he's going to do with Joe and what he's going to do with the rest of the cast, because you have to have those nuances of the real person behind the caricature in order to make a fully developed production.
Rocky, what's your favorite moment of the show?
I think I will go with Close Every Door, but actually the third, I think it's a third verse. I'm not really good at verses and stuff. But the part after there's this break, then the kids choir comes in, and it's kind of creepy, and they sing la, 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 la. And I get creeped out. But Joseph comes in saying, like, just give me a number instead of a name, forget all about me and let me decay. And it's like, what just happened, dude? Like he goes from, knowing that he has his inheritance and destiny is not of this world. And he gets so defeated and it's like, what? But then seeing him and really just reliving the story of Joseph to come from that, just such bottom moment. And from there, how the story just progresses so rapidly is just so cool. And so that part probably just kind of sparked something in me. I'm like, it's happening. So.
Did you learn anything about yourself doing this show? Besides being an adult is difficult and you have to juggle stuff.
Yeah, that was definitely one. I think playing as Joseph has helped in, it sounds kind of weird, but has helped in humility, just outside of Joseph and outside of Grace Point Church when I go there, because I've been studying Genesis, the chapters, I think it's 30, it's a lot of chapters, but I've been studying Joseph through that, and it's just humility is the biggest trait that sticks out to me through there, and so I trying to pull that into Joseph, and I feel like God has also just really helped me and blessed me with that because, yeah, did that make sense?
It does. So, oh, Mia, good. I understand that you're kind of the instigator behind doing a full-fledged local production as I understand from Kayla, you kind of talked her into the idea of, yeah, it's great to bring in a former Christine Daae, but let's give the local cast something really great to do.
Sure. I think that sparks from the fact that I've been in Bentonville for 4 years now and have just completely fallen in love with this community and also just the coolest, it's just the coolest like pool of networking that I have been in a while. I'm originally from Chicago, and being in a place that had equity leaders and community leaders, it's not often that you come around a place where you have the talent of some really incredible professional actors and actresses willing to put in the work, but we're still new enough in the theater community here where we can tap into some pretty cool people and resources. So I'd like to think I just reminded Kayla that we could do anything we put our minds to. She's a force to be reckoned with. So I think I poked the bear, and then she's like, okay, fine, I'll do it. I think
that there's no way I could do a project of this scale without someone like Mia. So when she came on board, I was like, okay, I have a team. Like, she's encouraging, like, we can do it together.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I think our story is really fun too, how we met and came together and eventually collaborated. So, yeah.
I think it's interesting that a lot of people think that you've got to have that equity card to be really good. And I think you're proving, like so many other companies in Northwest Arkansas, that that's not true. Would you like to address that, any of you?
Oh, I think that's like my whole personality, if I'm honest. I think I'm the type of person that I don't like to play by the rules a lot. So when somebody tells me that you have to fit in a certain box to do a certain thing, I'm like, well, let's ask why, and then let's try all of our options until I'm really told no. But as far as, like you said, the quality of entertainment that we've had here, and entertainers and passionate people and knowledgeable people that we have here. And I think that also attests to the fact that we live in a town that, yes, there's people that are from here, but there's a lot of people from not here. And then like having all of these people come together with very diverse backgrounds and experiences. And that's probably my favorite part of being a part of theater, in theater, on stage, off stage, is the authenticity that a stage can bring. I know we're all acting, but there's this level of like realness that you cannot, and I think Rocky does just so sweetly, is like you cannot make up a level of authenticity that an actor can portray on stage. It's either you're committed to the role or you're not. And I think it's just, I think equity or not, authenticity and passion goes a long way. It goes a long way, and it shows and reveals a lot about an actor and a company. So
Kayla, what do you want to say to people about seeing this show?
Do see the show. That's what I want to say. We're a new company. And I think that a lot of times it's like, okay, I don't know who you are, so I'm going to wait to see the next show or a company that I've seen before. And I totally get that. But give us a shot. Come see one show and let us prove to you that we are built on two pillars as a company, and it's family friendly and it's high quality. And if you care about those two things, I love this art form of musical theater. I've literally spent my entire life studying it, from its history to its processes to its systems to its techniques, and my heart is to really bring joy to the people of the community as well as the cast, and do honor to the art form, as well as keep it alive in a way that I can bring my children to the theater for the rest of their lives. So give us a shot, come see the show, and I genuinely think, if nothing else, you got to see Rocky in this coat. You got to see Rocky. Come see it.
Rocky's so contagious to see on stage. If anything, that would be my reason. Come see Rocky.
Rocky, what do you have to say?
But I say exactly what both Kayla and Mia said, but also, if you liked different genres of music, you should totally come. If you like people and relationships, you should totally come. And if you're curious about the story of Joseph or Bible or God or anything, you should totally come because it's awesome.
Thank you guys so much. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is on stage courtesy of the Perry Ryan Theater Company on March 7th, 8th, and 9th at Great Grace Point Church in Bentonville. And you can find out more in our Story Sunday and What's Up. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
If you're enjoying this podcast, consider a newspaper subscription to the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette or the River Valley Democrat Gazette. We have a special offer for our podcast listeners, so visit nwaonline.com/nwapodcast to get started. You can also click the subscribe button on our websites, nwaonline.com and rivervalleydemocratgazette.com, or call us at 479-684-5509 and be sure to say that you're a podcast listener. Now back to the show.
In other headlines for Sunday, health systems and organizations in Arkansas are trying to improve maternal health outcomes by giving women more choices in pregnancy-related care. Campbell Roper will have that story for us. The Cane Hill community in Washington County is embarking on a preservation project involving the Kirby Colburn House, which was built about 130 years ago. Check out Stacey Ryburn's story on that subject. Northwest Arkansas school districts are doing more in the area of career and technical education. Education reporter Al Gaspany reports. Primary elections are coming up Tuesday. Reporter Doug Thompson will have a story on how much money candidates in local legislative races have spent so far on their campaigns. And in the River Valley, the city of Van Buren residents will soon see an increase in how much they pay for water and sewer. Sadie LaCicero will have that story for us. And a Fort Smith woman has started a business teaching people of all ages how to speak French. Monica Brick has a story on her, and don't worry, I promise it's all in English. In features, look for more on Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat that we just talked about, and how you can take a trip into space without leaving Northwest Arkansas. All that and more in What's Up. All of this, and even more, will be available to our subscribers on our tablet, our smartphone apps, and at our websites, nwaonline.com and rivervalleydemocratgazette.com. To those of you who are already our subscribers, hey, you're cool. Thank you. If you're not a subscriber, I hope you'll consider becoming one. We even have a special offer for our podcast listeners. Just visit nwaonline.com/nwapodcast to get started. You can also click on the subscribe button on our websites, nwaonline.com and rivervalleydemocratgazette.com, or just call us at 479-684-5509, but be sure to say that you're a podcast listener. Know the News is a weekly podcast brought to you by the newsrooms of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette and the River Valley Democrat Gazette, and a rotation of crazy journalists and editors. Thanks for listening. I'm Becca Martin Brown, the Arts and Entertainment Editor, your podcast host this week. I hope you have a great, busy, wonderful weekend, and you come back and see who's here next Friday. See ya.